Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Ghost. Ghost. You just heard Dance Macabre by Ghost. And before that, you heard Satan in the Weight by Daughters. And before that, I didn't directly mention it, but it was Stargazing by Travis Scott. Yeah. So Daughters, as I mentioned earlier, one of my favorite concerts so far that I've been to. A Ghost that happened, was that earlier this month? It was either earlier this month or later in October. I'm kind of getting my timeline all messed up, but it was definitely like, yeah, I think it was later in October. Either way, we kind of had to make a haul for the show, but it was very fun. It was a very fun show. Let me do this real quick. This is Chef Jeff from the Chef Jeff Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Boom, 605. Sweet. Okay. Got that out of the way. For those of you who weren't aware, I'm sorry, I'm basically, the theme of the show is loosely, or almost exclusively, but we got a couple exceptions, concerts that I've been to were playing the artist's music, if you were hoping for like a hip-hop oriented show, you should have been here from 5 to 6, that is my typical time anyways, and we had like Vince Staples, Tyler the Creator, Freddie Gibbs, Goldlink, Flying Lotus, what have you. If you caught it earlier, I have not seen Travis Scott live, but I really, really, really wish I went to the Astroworld tour. From this point forward, it's going to be clean music just because it is 6:05. I also am not aware of whose show I'm covering right now. Like, I'm not sure. But I am Jeff of the Chef Jeff Show. I'm with Nick here. Nick's kind of snoozing a little bit, but we're going to do something real quick. I'll keep you guys entertained while I try to figure out how this will work, because I have to cover this other show. So I'm a little bit about myself. I'm typically on from 5 to 6, and I've been running so far since 5 here. We've been here. Let's see here. I'm not sure if this, I think I can just like create another one of my shows perhaps. I don't know. Well, I'll keep it like this. Hopefully they won't get too mad at me or whatever. I'll do another checklist or whatever. Okay. So it is Friday and there are new albums out. Last time we had a show, we actually played a song off the new Luke Combs album. We already listened to it because it was a leading single, but it was funny. I have nothing against Luke Combs. Contextually, it was amusing, at least for me, but, So this time, it's just like, we're gonna listen to a song. It is off of the new Coldplay album, Coldplay. This song is titled Orphans. It is off their new album, Everyday Life. We're gonna tune out for a little bit, and then we'll give our thoughts. We'll be right back.
DC.
Oh no, I'm sorry, Omar. I don't know. I'm usually quite good at that, and today was just not the case. So that was Orphans, lead single off of the new Coldplay album, Everyday Life. I was not against that. Nick, what were your thoughts? Nick is very sleepy.
Me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I personally didn't think it was that bad.
I didn't either.
I don't think it was like super standout, but perhaps that could either be a good reflection of the album, which I hope isn't the case. I wouldn't mind a good Coldplay album.
Quick question: was that the first song of the album or the most played song of the album?
No, that was just the lead single.
Ah, I see.
So like it's like the most played by default, I guess. I don't know. It's only been out for 6 hours, but yeah. I think that I was not against that. I think I always loved me a good little bass line, and it was fun, and I had like the good old what's his name? What's the lead singer's name?
I don't know.
It escapes me. I'm sorry, Coldplay's lead singer. I hope you're not listening. Because I don't remember your name. But his vocal performance is like, nothing too different about it, like in comparison to his work with Chainsmokers, in comparison to that EP they released 2 years ago. But I am going to listen to this album, hopefully sooner rather than later. Let you guys know what I think about it. I won't be here next week because of Thanksgiving break. But, I mean, we got a double show now. I mean, that didn't make up for the fact that we missed last week. That's because of the Tool concert. Tool's coming up. We'll get to Tool. But, yeah, I don't know. I'd say that was, like, a good out of 10. But I can't really speak to much else other than that. I won't get mad if the song's played, like, over someone's speakers. But I don't foresee myself going out of my way to play it. So, yeah. Another thing that I've been trying to do more, and I'm going to do it now that I remember, is give like a quick little album review for an album, a newer album that I listened to recently. And so I figured you guys all know the hype around Magdalene, the new FKA Twigs album. I really, really enjoyed it. I don't think it was anything to, I guess, completely like gawk over. It was stunning. It was gorgeous. But I don't think it has like album of the year status in my opinion, which a lot of people think it does or is like in the running. I think it's so far the best album of the year for Pitchfork. Probably will get the spot considering it's mid-November, but we'll see. So instead, I'm gonna cover the new Medeon album, Good Faith. It's either Madeon or Medeon, or maybe it's neither. I don't know. But new album. I played on my first show of the year. Actually, I played a. What's this song? I'm sorry, it's escaping me. I'm pulling it up real quick. Be Fine. I played it. It was a new single, and I was not expecting a whole album to drop. Madeon has not released anything since 2015, and I got into Madeon's music. I think it was NHL 13, like the video game. His song "The City" was one of the songs that was on the playlist. And I really, really enjoy that one. And then he did that song with Passion Pit, I think. Yeah, something like that. Pay No Mind, and that like got me hooked onto like Madeon's like music and stuff. But Good Faith, first like dive into like a whole album experience, and it was very good. He was definitely trying a bunch of different approaches, both vocally and instrumentally. Of course, he's the producer, but for those who are like familiar with Madeon's former work, he's like a producer. But he has like over the past couple years, he's worked on his vocals, and you can definitely tell in this album. He uses a bunch of different approaches, and nothing sounds too out of place. Nothing sounds too like awkward or weird. Like I know like producers like Ronnie J, his like flow and his rapping's not super great. I love him as a producer, but as a rapper, he's nothing super standout. Other than that, like the Chainsmokers guy, he's a good singer, and they're good producers, but I didn't expect this out of Madeon, I guess. And it came out to be really good. Every song in here, I basically liked every song in here. The last one was not super memorable, but three of the songs I loved, and the rest of them I liked. So yeah, the vibe is really cool. Madeon's music's just like radiates this like different energy. Borderline Porter Robinson, which I think is a really hard like bar to kind of like to raise at all. Porter Robinson kind of like sets the bar for like prog EDM kind of, but Madeon, it comes very close, and they have worked before in the past. That song, I do like that song. But like what's happening here, like vibe wise, I really, really enjoy. I don't know if I have anything else to say on it that comes to mind. Yeah, so like Be Fine was definitely one of my favorite ones off the album, and along with that, A Miracle and No Fear No More. I end up liking songs off albums for different reasons. Sometimes they're not really too similar. I don't think these ones are. Of course, like the album as a whole has a vibe, but like the individual songs aren't super similar. Anyways, I digress. I'd say like out of 100, I'd give this album a 78. I found very little flaws, like inter song. There's nothing super special about it by any means, but at the same time, like Madeon's like ability to put out a good album as like a single DJ. And by like a single, I mean like basically releasing singles, and that's their discography. Like putting out this album, second album, and like the work that he put into it, you can see that he's like trying to like accomplish some sort of mission here, and I really enjoyed that. So yeah, so props to Madeon. You're definitely gonna make my top 100 albums of the year. Placing is gonna be tentative. I don't know how many albums I'm gonna get around to, but I think I want to release a list by mid January, hopefully. My list came out last mid-March, which was really delayed, but it might have, I don't think it was, I'm pretty sure it was March, whatever, but yeah, so hopefully that'll change this year. Let's get back into music. There's another artist that I saw, and I'm very, very extremely glad I got into his music. So this is Omar Paul.
Thinking of you, feeling for you, oh. It's cold right now, I miss you for life. It's not going away, I thought I'd be okay, yeah.
I still think about the time
I spent just trying to grow with you.
Maybe I was out of line,
but you weren't there. You weren't there. And oh baby, and oh baby, I'm trying. I can't erase your picture from my head. Oh, maybe you took over my mind. I can't erase your picture from my head. I wish you weren't feeling so sad. I feel what you do. I got that from you. Oh, I shouldn't be so bothered by you. I'll probably be okay if you just went away. Yeah. I still think about the time, the time I spent just trying to grow with you. Maybe I was out of line, but you weren't there. You weren't there. Oh, baby, and oh, baby, I'm trying. I can't erase your picture from my head. Oh, maybe you took over my mind. I can't erase your picture from my head. So guilty, baby. I'm thinking about myself and I. What you gon' feel me lately? I feel like I'm going out my way for you. Oh, baby, and oh, baby, I'm trying. Can't erase your picture from my head. Oh, maybe you took over my mind. I can't erase your picture from my head.
We bathe in the blood moon in Berlin, make out in cathedrals, Montreal and Madrid, in falling water, brush our skin across the pit. The Messiah volcano paints our faces in red. Now the landscape in your eye is a desert of defeat. I want to stay, but I'll turn to leave tonight. We'll abandon all we share. Force a deep sleep and pretend we don't care. I'd hate to put us up against yesterday. I guess what can't be close must be far away.
Just us. sit in such a tenderness, going down, sit in such a tenderness, going. Even in the tremor, I feel a stillness growing.
Man, I've been 0 for 3 today. 0 for 3 with that. Okay, hopefully y'all didn't hear that. Just forget that that happened. Okay, I played 3 songs in a row. Broke my pattern a little bit, but I didn't realize that was going to happen with the Coldplay thing. So, oh well. So you just right now heard Falling Down the Stairs of Your Smile by the New Pornographers. Before that was Even in the Tremor by Lady Lamb. And then before that was Erase by Omar Apollo. So Omar Apollo and Lady Lamb are both really, really good shows. Lady Lamb actually opened for the New Pornographers, but I got to interview Lady Lamb, which was an awesome, awesome experience. She's so nice. She had some really interesting stuff in the interview. If you want to check it out, it's on the Tufts Daily website. Just check out my artist page, Jeff Tobia. Yeah, my articles are on there. I've had other concert reviews, album reviews, interviews. But yeah, Nick, bless us with some necessary information.
Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version of the poster there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips to eating out, to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement for the people of ethical treatment of animals from your tomato, mushroom, and onion loving friends here at WFO.
You got pretty fast at the end, but thank you for that. I mean, I don't know. Like, meat's pretty good. But I will say that it is important that, like, for health reasons and for environmental reasons, like a vegan meal, or at least a vegetarian meal, couldn't hurt you. And you can make it good too. They figure out creative ways. I know a couple of vegans. I've met plenty of vegan in my life. There always comes a point where you gotta cheat. You gotta do something else. But in the meanwhile, like with the food that you gotta eat, you gotta make some of it good. So I trust the vegan's ability to make a good meal. I haven't really done that in practice because I just have the meal plan. I'll make me a salad, and I'll have vegetarian meals occasionally, but I guess less frequently than I'd like. I don't know, and especially vegan too. I feel like that'd be a little more difficult for me, but whatever. Yeah. So go vegan if you're thinking about it. Just give it a shot. See what it's all about. I know a lot of people who are vegans. While they do have their struggles, they enjoy it. And it is healthy, so it's not. There's nothing really bad other than missing out on meat and dairy. But yeah, other than that, you know, give it a whirl. You never know. So yeah, I already went over the songs. Never mind. I'm very tired. I apologize. Up next, we have two songs that I have not seen either artist live. I wish I have. Because they're both very impressive artists. But the reason why I play them is because coming up for The Daily, I'll be writing, in collaboration with two other writers, a Best Albums of the Decade article. And I think that both of these artists have released albums this decade that are definitely in the running. So, first up, we got Tame Impala. This song is off their new upcoming album, The Slow Rush. And I really, really enjoy this single. So, yeah, let's give it a listen.
It's not color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow when I play it on repeat. Until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. If this feeling flows both ways,
sad to see you go.
Sort of hoping that you'd stay.
Maybe we both know
that the nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. You're out of view. Cause I have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you. I don't know if you feel the same. I do, but we could be together if you wanted to.
Do I wanna know
if this feeling flows both ways?
Sad to see you go.
We're sort of hoping that you'd stay.
All right, so you just heard Do I Wanna Know by Arctic Monkeys, and before that you heard It Might Be Time by Tame Impala. So yeah, I basically threw those songs on because I think Tame Impala's Currents and Arctic Monkeys' AM, I think they're both definitely both in the running for being some of my favorite albums of the decade. They're just so unique. I foresee them standing the test of time. I foresee them being good representations of really their respective kind of music scenes, like what was going on. Yeah, so that's happening with that. We have 15 minutes left. I really, 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 really wanted to play Deadmau5. I don't think we're going to get to it. I'm seeing them live in January, but I am going to put on Tool. Because I saw Tool last Thursday. Crazy show, really cool. And then we're going to play a couple other songs to get things like closed out. But yeah, let's play a Tool song.
I'm Jambi. Tool.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. So we are coming slowly, ever so slowly, to our conclusion of the show, where I basically just, the whole concept of the show was just concerts that I've been to, concerts that I wish I went to, and then I threw in a little Tame Impala and Arctic Monkeys there, just for the relevance of the article that I'll be writing soon for the Tufts Daily. But yeah, so the last two songs I'm going to play, they're a little shorter, and they are the two acts that I saw this past Wednesday, or now it would have been two Wednesdays ago or whatever, Conan Gray and Umi. They put on a very nice show. Umi was, of course, like, she's definitely makes moodier music than Conan does, to an extent. Some of Conan's stuff is really emotional, and in fact, like, this song actually fits more Umi's vibe than a lot of his other stuff. Like, especially songs like The King, Checkmate, and Maniac have had the high energy, and they're very, very fun live. But, yeah, so we'll play, like, a couple slower songs as we tune the show out. I think that I might be piecing out. Nick's already kind of clocked out a little bit, but it's all good. So, yeah. If I don't get to talk to y'all again, thank you very much for tuning in for our double show this week. Double show. I'll be gone for Thanksgiving break, but when I'm back, I will be back with a bang. I'll come up with something good for you guys. Just like I hopefully did the same for y'all today. A double playlist is a little intimidating, but I thought of a good theme, so I got excited. We had a couple surprises too, so. Yeah, let's give Umi a shot.
Okay.
Chef Jeff of the Chef Jeff Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Here's Conan Gray.
This hurt that I'm holding's getting heavy, but I'ma keep a smile on my shoulders till I'm sweaty, begging on my knees, screaming, someone come and help me. But by the time that they're, I've already hit the body. My breath's getting short and I'm unsteady, welling up in tears as I lay upon your belly, telling you I'm fine, I don't really need nobody. But you say through a sigh that I said that lie already. I just needed company now, yeah, I just needed someone to. And even if I cry all over your body, you don't really mind. Say you like your shirt soggy. Yeah, I just needed company now. Yeah, I just needed someone around.